Where do we get our wisdom and strength? We can ask that question to very intelligent people. And when I say very intelligent people, people that have gone to universities and gone on and got their masters and doctors, and they might respond and say, well, I get my wisdom and strength through the books I've read. Unless they are true believers in Jesus Christ and they know that the strength comes from the power of Almighty. So where do we get our power and strength?
The power of the cross is so simple that we tend to lose its essence, its true meaning. If you're walking along a lonely path and you don't have anyone to turn to, that's a sad state when all you have to do is look to the cross. Look to Christ that strengthens you. You can be in the very worst of the worst of the worst of situations to be in. You could be down at the bottom, lower levels of the ditch. But all you have to do is lift your hand, and He's there. And say, oh God, give me strength. It's that simple. It's that simple. We make it so complicated. And sometimes it's our own fault. We take the Bible, try to cram it down someone's throat, when all they're looking for is just a little bit of love. And that's really what all Jesus was. He was a whole lot of love, was He not? When He went to the temple, they didn't understand that He was talking about Himself. When He turned the tables down, they said, it took us 46 years to build this temple. How do you do it? How do you expect to do it in 3 days? And they missed the whole purpose of His message. But others received it. And here's the beauty of this. When Jesus died on the cross, He had 11 disciples. One had betrayed Him, but He had 11 disciples. And He had a whole bunch of other people that believed in Him. And it made sense to them that the temple was raised in 3 days. And then from that point, Christianity began. Can you imagine that we have been in wars with other religions since the very beginning of time? And we're not going to end those wars. We're going to continue having those wars because people believe different things. But know this, that you have a loving God that looks after you. You have a suffering Christ that gave His life for you to redeem you from your sins, to reconnect you to a loving God. If you put the power of the cross inside of you, inside of your hearts, and never look back, and I don't say give up reading the Bible. I don't say give up that. Continue to learn, but keep it simple. I've said it this way, kiss. Keep it simple, Sam. So let's keep it simple. Let's go and share the power of the cross. Recognize where your wisdom and strength comes from you. There's wisdom and strength in the connection. Same thing with us. We cannot live our lives unless we have always plugged into the source. And where's the source? Jesus Christ. Power above. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father leads us from above. The Son showed us a different way, and the Holy Spirit guides us every step of the way. Let us pray.